Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Please also describe the incarnations of the material modes of nature, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara. And please describe the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His magnanimous activities. Purport. Although Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, the three incarnations of the material modes of nature, are the principal deities of the creation, maintenance and destruction of the cosmic manifestation, they are not the final authority. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is the ultimate goal, the cause of all causes. He is the ashraya, or the final rest of everything. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāya. Omajñānatimirandhasya-jñānañjana-śalākaya-cakṣurun-militam-yena-tasmai-śrī-gurave-namaha Śrī-caitanya-mano-bhiṣṭam-sthāpitan-jena-bhūtale-svayam-rūpa-kadā-mahiyam-dadāti-svapadāntikam Vandeham Shri Gurau Shri Yuthapadagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा I'd like to ask all the devotees to please kindly shed your blessings and be kind upon me. I would like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to sit on this seat here at the temple room and read the Srimad Bhagavatam. We can give many classes in many places, but this opportunity to sit in the temple and read the Srimad Bhagavatam among the devotees is definitely most auspicious and unique. So thank you very much. So this today is a very special day. Today, some sadness to the day as well, because it is the last day of Kartik. But otherwise, very, very special day. It is Sri Krishna Rasayatra. It is the appearance of Nimbarkacharya, one of the four presiding leaders of the sampradayas, the Kumara sampradaya. It is also the day of Tulsi and the Shalagram Vivaha. It is the last day of Bhishma Panchak. So those of you doing austere fasting, that's good news. It's the last day today. From tomorrow, or from this evening, in fact. From moonrise, you can go back to eating chocolate and whatever else you've been fasting from. But Hare Krishna, Kartik Maas ki jai. So we'll start off with, I'm going to share some words about this this verse from the Bhagavatam. If you read the whole sequence of questions that Vidura asks, there's some very significant and practical questions that he's asking, very relevant questions for today. When you go preaching, you get asked these questions. Some of the questions that different devotees ask in different aspects, different parts of the Bhagavatam are very esoteric, maybe very particular, but his questions are very, very relevant for today's kind of, you know, confused and misdirected, you know, population. I was once on books. There was a time when I went on books. And I met a young man, young boy, really, probably a student. And we were trying to distribute books, and we were telling him that, you know, we're very fortunate that in the human form of life, we have this privilege of inquiry. And he couldn't accept that, and he made very practical kind of rebuttal where he said, well, how do you know? You know, maybe animals have their own method of inquiry. Maybe animals have, you know, the way we study animals like ants and stuff, they're also very sophisticated. How do you know that they don't have consciousness and they don't have the ability to ask? You know, maybe there is an ant god and whatever. So that got me thinking, and I thought, well, I cannot say that, well, the Bhagavatam says that, because for him, that's just your book, you know. But when we read this question of Vidura, he's asking, please describe to me the different sections, the different species, different, you know, what is their situation? The subhumans, the humans, those who are born of the embryo, those who are born of perspiration, those who are born of, you know, those who are the twice born from eggs and whatever. So Vidura is asking these questions. I'm not saying that he's in the position of that student, but, you know, the Sri Upanishad explains that complete knowledge is knowledge of that which is and that which is not. So Vidura is a very advanced personality. Yet, even other personalities in the Bhagavatam ask questions like, you know, tell me about the different planets. They may not be directly Krishna conscious, they may not be directly pastimes of Krishna related, but they are the Mahima of Krishna. This whole month of Kartik, we've been chanting Damodarashtakam, and this battle of why Yashoda Maiya cannot bind Krishna is the battle between the Mahima Shakti of Krishna and the Kripa Shakti of Krishna. No matter how much rope she brings, she's not able to bind Krishna because the Mahima Shakti, the greatness potency of Krishna, is not allowing it. You know? And then finally, Drishva Parishramam Krishna. When Krishna sees those birds, those beads of perspiration on Yashoda Maiya, on his mother's face, when he sees the scattered hair, which was very nicely kept, decorated with flowers, and her struggle to bind him, her determination, when all the passers, all the, you know, standerbys are telling her, it's okay, don't worry, maybe it's not meant to be, maybe God doesn't want it to be, maybe, you know, some deity is protecting Krishna from being bound, just let it be. She's saying, no, I don't care which deity is bind, you know, stopping from binding Krishna, I'm going to do it. And that defeats Krishna, that defeats the Mahima Shakti, and the Kripa Shakti takes over. So as soon as the glance of Krishna goes and sees those perspiration beads on her face, the Kripa Shakti takes over. The Kripa Shakti takes over, and then Krishna is bound. Then we come back to rasa. But when we talk about tattva, then Krishna cannot be bound. So these questions are to do with the Mahima Shakti of Krishna. And both are important. Mahima Shakti keeps our Bhakti Shakti surcharged and inspired. And it helps us to also tell others about Krishna. Krishna, when you speak to others about Krishna, you may not be able to tell them about the smiling face of Krishna and how nicely he's decorated with flowers and why he has a bugle on his belt. But you can tell him the Mahima. You can tell them the Mahima of Krishna. And that allows you to bring them in, bring them closer to understand the smiling face of Krishna. Then he's asking about the guna avatars. Previous in this chapter, he says to Maitreya that it is the modes of material nature, it is Maya that keeps us away from understanding Krishna. Here, he's questioning or he's asking about, he wants to know those personifications or the avatars of Krishna, the guna avatars of Krishna that are controlling the creation, the maintenance and the dissolution of this universe. He wants to then know about the incarnations of Krishna. The different, one aspect of the avatars of Krishna is the different modes that Krishna takes to come in touch with the devotees. You know, why he takes a boar incarnation? Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanji ki jai, Govnita ki jai, Yashoda Damodar ki jai. So when we talk about avatars, the one way to understand avatars is Krishna taking different forms to either connect with the particular deity, particular devotee that is calling for Krishna, or to do a particular task. He takes the boar incarnation, very unique. Why you take the boar, you know, why you take the form of a pig or wild boar? Just put your hand in the water and take out earth. But he takes all these, the turtle incarnation or the fish incarnation, to be able to relate to the particular circumstance. Otherwise, if you had, you know, the Vishnu always coming, helping, he lifts Mandara mountain and he's swimming in the ocean, pulling the boat. So it would be one relish, but not really complete. But taking different incarnations, different forms for a particular situation shows the versatility of Krishna, the amazingness of Krishna, the willingness of Krishna to be able to be relatable to us or to devotees that are calling. And similarly, the guna avatars, he can appoint someone, okay, you do this job, but he is taking on the role only to be relatable, be connectable. And that's his glory. The guna avatars are there, they're the presiding deities, they're the deities of the modes as well. And they help control the modes. If the modes were let loose, we would have no chance of deliverance. Radha Gokulananda, they're here, so we can relate to them, we can connect to them, we can serve them. If it was that, Prabhu, if you want to serve Krishna, you have to go to Vrindavan. No chance. How many of us would be able to happily serve, be Krishna conscious? But this is non-different to Krishna. Krishna is here in England and we can serve him. London Ishwara, Paris Ishwara. Relatable, connectable, you know. His approach goes beyond the waters of, you know, India. So Vidura wants to know all these things. Now I wanted to say a couple of things about Vidura. Vidura is, he's been the minister of Dhritarashtra. He has been in quote-unquote bad association all his life. Yes, there's the association of the personalities like Bhishma and, you know, Drona. But otherwise, being a minister, being always together with Dhritarashtra, who is constantly being influenced by Shakuni and Duryodhan, he was in bad association. Yet, he was one who was able to maintain the sanctity of his religious principles being in that bad association. And he constantly tried to influence Dhritarashtra. But in the overall scheme of things, he was unable to influence Dhritarashtra. It's like a preacher trying to preach, but after so many years, he was not able to influence Dhritarashtra. So is that a lost case, lost endeavors? All his life, sticking to one preaching program, but no luck. But finally, when he did get the opportunity to go, what he decided to do was to go to the holy places. He decided to go on yatra. He went to all the different holy places of pilgrimage, concentrating, and so many verses describe that he is reflecting on his life, he is reflecting and seeking the nectar from the holy places. Until finally he gets the opportunity to come across. First he comes across Uddhava. He inquires about Krishna from Uddhava. Uddhava goes into ecstasy. He goes, I will not be able to deal with this. You wait. Maitreya is coming. The same messages that I heard from Krishna, Maitreya also heard. You please wait. Maitreya will spend time with you. And this is what is happening now. Maitreya is spending time with Vidura. And Vidura is being able to ask all those questions that we sometimes... I'm giving you a generalization of questions, but many times when you're practicing Krishna consciousness, you don't have such questions. But as soon as you start to go preach, you come across people and then you start to get more and more questions. Does that make sense? Like, in all my early life, I never had a question of, you know, Krishna is not God. It was quite clear. I was quite happy. Yes, Krishna is God. But then I came here. And then I started, you know, say whether going to universities or hearing, and then hearing that there is a whole 3-hour series or a course on understanding how Krishna is God. And then it started to make me question, well, actually, someone will say, oh, you come from Vrindavan, so for you it's easy. For you there is no question. You had no choice to ask whether Krishna is God or not. So then these questions start to come to you. They're not naturally born from your heart, but because of doubts from others' hearts, you start to have lots of questions. And then you start the real excavating journey of being able to answer those questions. And then from the school of bhakti, you can do a 3-hour course on proving Krishna is God. And then you realize actually there's so many ways to think about other questions as well. And that is invigorating, and that is really reinforcing your faith. So that's also a part of spiritual development, and that's very important. When you're always in a protected environment, in the same environment, then you may never ask these questions. So Vidura's questioning, he knows. Vidura is very learned. He is supremely learned, the most learned person in Hastinapur. So it is not that he doesn't know that there is 8,400,000 species of life and, you know, all of those things. He knows all that. He knows all the scriptures. But when he comes to ask these questions to Maitreya, it is for our benefit. But it is also to hear from Maitreya's perspective. Because Maitreya is one of those privileged devotees who has been right next to Krishna as Krishna is leaving this world. So, and Krishna, and Prabhupada in the purport, he kind of jumps to the answer. You know, he asks, who is Ashraya? What is the ultimate goal? And Prabhupada says, the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Krishna, is the ultimate goal, the cause of all causes and the ultimate rest of all living entities, the final rest of everything. Beyond Krishna, beyond Vishnu, beyond Brahma, beyond Maheshwara. Now, another thing I wanted to say about Vidura is, Vidura is very, has earned a place very, very dear to Krishna. Even in Hastinapur, when Krishna came as the peace messenger, he did not stay at the house of Dhritarashtra. He went and stayed at the house of Vidura. So Vidura is already a very exalted devotee. Vidura was the host of Kunti Devi as well. From the dice game onwards, right to the end, Kunti Devi also did not live in the palace of Dhritarashtra. She lived in the home of Vidura. Kunti Devi, we know, is very dear to Krishna. So Vidura is serving Kunti Devi, who is very, very dear to Krishna. There's a blood relation with Krishna as well. So Vidura is very fortunate. But it is very significant to see how Krishna is sending Maitreya and Uddhava to help Vidura, to teach pure devotional service to Vidura. I really feel that, we hear so many times in devotee circles that Krishna never forgets. Krishna never forgets his devotees. Recently, Braj Bihari Prabhu was here and he was telling us an example of a devotee who was a nurse, and she was going to look after a particular patient. And this particular day, she just thought, why don't I just go in my devotional attire? Then generally she was not. But she felt today, today I should go in my devotional attire. And as soon as she went in her devotional attire, this patient of hers was so happy to see her. She said Hare Krishna, and she just kind of, the whole Hare Krishna thing came out from her. And, so this devotee started the dialogue asking, well, how do you know Hare Krishna? And please forgive my forgetfulness, but either this patient happened to be the mother of Tribhuvanath Prabhu or the mother of Jayananda Prabhu. One of those, I don't remember. But, so now, this mother was not directly a full-on devotee. And she was on her last days now. This nurse, who is a devotee, who was going as a normal nurse, this never made that connection with the mother. But today, she just happens to, Krishna inspires her. She goes in devotional attire and the whole kind of history of her connection with Krishna comes out. Because she was obviously a mother of a very advanced devotee. And then that mother passed away. So this devotee who was telling this story, the nurse, was saying how Krishna, he's constantly keeping track of when devotees or their connections require him, and he just makes his entry at the right time, right place. And because of this, this mother is delivered. She was already delivered. But this is how Krishna delivers his devotees. So Vidura, he's gone on yatra, pilgrimage. But we all know that the goal of the pilgrimage is that sadhu sangha, that hearing from a devotee. And Krishna sends Maitreya for Vidura. This is very beautiful. This is, the saving grace for all of us to hear that Krishna will send. Krishna will look after. So many times it's explained that when a devotee is ready, Chaitta Guru sends, the Guru in the flesh to help and guide. So Maitreya is also being sent four Viduras. And this is a beautiful service that Krishna does for his devotees. Vidurudev ki jai. Now, today is the last day of Kartik. Generally, devotees do the Urjavrat. Devotees do so many austerities for, pleasing Krishna, getting the blessings of Krishna, seeking their prayers from Krishna. In any ceremony, in any ritual, the end is where the phala comes. When you do a havan, at least back in the day, Dasharatha Maharaj does the havan. At the end, Yajna Purusha comes and gives him the fruit, gives him the benefit of that yajna. Now, that may not be the case where, Lord Krishna will speak to us and say, you wanted new job? You got it. Or you wanted children? You got it. So it may not be so literal as it happened for Dasharatha. He was very fortunate. But today is a good opportunity for all of us to ask Krishna for some special blessing. In the Bhagavatam, there's many devotees who ask Krishna. When Arjuna is in danger, Krishna Krishna Mahayogin Bhaktanama Abhayankaraha, he asks for Krishna to protect him. Some of us may feel that we are also in a particular situation of danger. We ask Krishna to please protect. Kunti Devi, she is asking, Tvai menanya vishaya matir madhupate sakrid ratim udvahatam adha gange vogham udanvati. If you don't have necessarily any agenda to ask Krishna for blessings, then we remember Kunti Devi and ask, may our attention, just like the Ganga flows without hindrance to the ocean, may our mind, our mati, may it also flow to Lord Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the forest of Jharikhanda and he was chanting a very beautiful prayer. We'll chant and we'll conclude the class with this prayer. It's very, very simple. You don't need to really see the words. You'll be able to follow. Just three simple lines. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Pahi Mam. Krishna, Krishna. Ram Raghava, Ram Raghava, Ram Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Ma. Krishna Keshava, Pahi Ma. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna. Krishna, 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 Pahi Ma. Krishna, Pahi Ma. Shri Radha Gokulanand ki jai. Today also is the last day where we will see Yashoda and Krishna on the altar. It's a very sad occasion as well. But Yashoda Devi is always in our heart. And let's invite her into our homes, into our hearts. And may she keep tying Krishna in the heart. Yeah? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Nitai Gaur Premanand Hari Haribo. Hare Krishna. Thank you.